Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Welcome along on this freezing cold, snowy, wet, damp, horrible evening. If you're one of those people around the country, 40,000 of you, by the way, have lost your power. Hopefully you have some batteries for your radio. Do people still have radios? Or are you listening on your phone? You have to go to the car to charge it up, start the engine, sit in the warm car, charge up your phone. I know somebody has to do that today, by the way. But you know what? I was watching, you know, on Friday, of course, when Met Aaron put it out, then RTE put it out, you know, that we were going to have, what do they call it? Multi-level weather events. Years ago, that just used to be called winter. Because I think we have, in Ireland, we're going to have multi-weather events every single day of the week. Look, you know, it's snow. It can be difficult by times. It can be very difficult to get around. Please stay safe. Don't, you know, don't drive unless it's absolutely necessary. We're all grown-ups. We kind of know that. But it was kind of made out a bit to be Armageddon. Do you remember the snow of 1982? I would hate to see what would happen if we had that now. I think we'd be planning the end of the world. I don't think we'd be able to handle it. I think we've got a bit soft in our old age in the way we handle weather events, if that's what we call them nowadays. Anyway, good luck to everybody around the country. If you have lost your power, please stay warm. Throw a quilt around you or whatever it happens to be. As I said, charge your phone about in the car. Make sure you listen to the radio. Now, we've a lot to get through tonight, by the way. Is having kids in a marriage a deal breaker? In other words, if one person wants kids and the other one doesn't want children or can't have them possibly, which is horrible for some people when they have to go through that. But is that a deal breaker? Because for one person who's emailed in, it certainly is. I also want to get your predictions for 2025. I wrote mine last week up on Twitter, and they were quite negative, I'm going to have to be honest. I was trying to reach in my mind for something positive. I'm talking about politically and otherwise, apart from my own positivity. Politically and otherwise, I don't think there really is anything. And I want to talk about alcohol. Is there ever, you know, the way they talk about, you know, responsible drinking and responsible gambling and responsible this and responsible that. I don't know if you can even responsibly smoke. No, you can't. People say, oh, I'm a social smoker. Is there really responsible drinking? But to kick off the drinking tonight, and as well as, of course, Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and our 40-day challenge, by the way, from the makers of Operation Transformation, we've teamed up with them here at Ireland's Classics Radio and the Irish Sun for the new health series to kick off 2025. Every morning, Colm and Lucy, by the way, will be talking to personal trainer Carl Henry, GP Dr. Sumi Dunn, clinical psychologist Dr. Eddie Murphy, and a dietitian Sophie Pratt. I got a bit excited, by the way, when they said Eddie Murphy was going to be on every morning. I was thinking, that'll be hilarious, but it's not the same Eddie Murphy. It's a different guy. Well, we're trying to help you, and part of helping you, but not part of that specific challenge, of course, is Dry January. Ah, there you go. So we're going to kick off tonight with a guest who's going to take a look at mid-lane drinking. And over, I suppose, the coming weeks, she will come on and coach our listeners as we navigate through dry January. Siobhan O'Connor has worked in journalism and TV for over two decades. You'll know her from regularly contributing to Ireland AM, local and national radio, as well as the BBC. She's worked as the head of the features for the Irish Mirror and her own Real Mammy column. And she joins me now because she is telling you all that you should go dry for January. There's a lot of pressure. Siobhan, I seen your video on Instagram. There's a huge amount of pressure on people who decided to do this back in November, December. And now that time has come and they're going, oh, can I really do it?
Oh, yeah. I've just seen the backlash dry January is getting now. I mean, there's so many commentators coming on the airwaves and writing about it, saying, oh, for gosh sake, you know, give yourselves a break. If it's the one time where we can actually get in gear, it's January, because we've been on the lash for the whole of December. And, you know, most people, if you feel that, look, oh, I've been overdoing it, why not just take a small break? And, like, it could spiral you. It could kind of propel you to do it for longer. You know what?
Now, if anybody out there wants to have a wet January, you far away and have a wet January. But we're talking about the dry ones. Now, I'm assuming, because you've had your own demons in your life, Siobhan, we've spoken to you before about that. But, you know, when it comes to alcohol. But I'm assuming that, like giving up smoking, which I'm going to do. Do you know I gave up smoking for 5 days over Christmas?
How did you do that over Christmas? If you can do it then, right, celebrate that win. You can do it anytime.
No, I had a chest infection and I just couldn't smoke.
Oh,
I was on antibiotics. But here's the thing. Even when the chest infection kind of went, I kind of wasn't in the mood. And I was surprising myself that I wasn't really in the mood for one and I was fine. And then one day I decided, oh, I think I'll have one. and I kind of went back on them, but I'm not smoking as much, right? I'm only smoking about 6 or 7 a day. So, but here's the thing, right? I've decided I have 200 duty free in the house from the holidays, right? When they're gone, my promise to myself, I'm not buying any more. So I'm assuming with alcohol, you have to make some promises to yourself, do you?
Yeah, the thing is, I suppose if you want to do this, there has to be some reason for it. So, you know, obviously you're not going to just say, okay, I've spent 100 quid on the duty-free cigarettes, or I've got 6 bottles of really expensive Chateau Neuf de Pop in my house. And so I just get rid of this guy before. Like, that's not really going to keep you going, is it? I mean, you know, the duty-free will go, and then, you know, you'll just pop into the nearest shop when you're gagging for one.
Yeah.
Or you'll knock into the nearest off-license when your fabulous Chateau Neuf de Pop is gone. So really, that's not going to keep you going. So one of the main things you have to focus on for dry Jan is, why am I doing this in the first place?
Yeah. Like, so you have to want to do it, don't you, really?
You have to want to do it. I mean, Nicole Kidman was on there speaking about, you know, somebody in her life who was kind of going through problematic drinking. We're talking about the middle lane drinking here. But it's all the same thing, really. There has to be a reason. Be it weight loss, health kick. If you feel like, you know, you're just, you overdid it at Christmas, but why are you doing it? You know, for me, my reason for quitting it completely was my children. I just wanted to really enjoy them all the time. I didn't want to be gagging for a glass of wine on the beach or gagging for a glass of wine in the park when I'm running around after them. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to think of your real why. And that will, that's top of mind. Because by the end of the day, right, now, the day goes on, right? You start in the morning, you say, that's it. I'm giving up the fags. They're done. Dusted. Never again. This disgusting cigarette.
Never works when I have that when I have that attitude, it never works. That angry attitude.
But then, by 5 o'clock, you've wasted, like, all that willpower is gone, because all day, that prefrontal cortex, which is the power centre of your willpower, right, you've been using it all day to stop you from smoking. And then by 5 o'clock, you're like, flip this, I'm just going to open up a packet of fags.
I just have one.
Like, I just have one. Just the one.
It tied me over.
Tied you over. But, like, that's the thing. That's never really going to work, is it? There has to be a real reason.
No.
So what's your reason, by the way, for wanting to give them up completely?
I want to live longer. I'm really happily married. I love my wife so much. And I want to be there for her all the time. You know what I mean? And that's I just enjoy my life with her. And I just want to be there. So I don't want my life shortened in any way.
I feel like crying. That's absolutely gorgeous, like what you just said there. And that's actually making me feel very emotional. So you've got a real powerful feeling there, Niall, right? You've got a real powerful reason for giving up the fags. You've got that vision of your beautiful wife in your mind of why you don't want to die, right?
Yeah.
You do not want to die for her. Forget about yourself. I mean, we're all going to die, but for her. So you think of her all the time. So she's your why. That's, you've got your power there. You've got your reason to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And when are you thinking of doing it?
No, when these cigarettes are gone. So there's about, I think, 8 packets left. I'm one of those people who did this thing years ago. That's it. I'm giving up smoking. And you throw the packet of cigarettes away in the bin, whatever it is. I remember one day, I shouldn't admit to littering, but many, many years ago, like, I threw a full packet of cigarettes out the window of the car. I said, that's it. I'm finished. And the next garage I came to, I bought 20 more. You know what I mean? But I'm past that childish point in my life. I think I could, and I proved to myself about 7 years ago that I could give them up, or it was more actually, about 10 years ago. And I gave them up for 2 years, and then I went to a separation and divorce, and that kind of brought me all back to it again, and I started smoking again, right?
Oh,
so, yeah, because I was so stressed out. Anyway, I've proven...
And that's okay. That's
yeah,
okay.
But I know I can give them up.
The block with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do it. So you can do it again. You see, you've done it before, so you can do it again. So you've got your why, you've got your packs that you're going to go to the end of those duty-free cigarettes, and then you're done. And what? How do you feel when you're not smoking? Like, how did you feel in those 5 days?
You know what? It wasn't that I kind of felt better. You're on to talk about alcohol. Here's where you're talking about me. This is very narcissistic, isn't it? Anyway, no, I felt better because I felt positive about myself. That, look, I was kind of going, geez, I'm doing pretty well here. This is pretty good, and I don't even feel like I want one. You know, so, I mean, I was actually doing okay. But in relation to alcohol, getting back to the alcohol,
yeah.
Do you have to replace it with something? Because I know with cigarettes, a lot of people, I didn't, but a lot of people will replace it with donuts. You know, so do you have to replace alcohol with something? Should you drink a glass of lemonade or whatever, or Coca-Cola at, you know, 1 o'clock?
Yeah, really good point, actually, Niall. To be honest with you, you know this time is coming, right? You know this 5 o'clock, 1 o'clock, as I call it, that wine trap. As a, for me, as a girl, as a woman, as a mother, it was really the wine trap at 5 o'clock, 1 o'clock, as I call it. And you know that time is coming, right? So you are aware that this feeling is going to happen to you at this time. So you have to replace it with something. The trigger is not going to change, as I spoke to you before when I was on the last time. That trigger is not going to change, but the reward has to change. And why do we have that first cigarette or that first drink or that first bit of porn or that first bit of chocolate?
First bit of porn? Where are we going with this conversation, Siobhan?
Do you know what I'm saying? What is it? Why? Why do we have that first bit of anything that releases?
Because it releases those endorphins, isn't it, in your mind? Well, yeah. You think it does anyway. You think it's going
to. Yeah, exactly. And it's only the one. But we know, and the research says this, and we know about chocolate, we know it about porn, we know it about anything that releases dopamine, we know about gambling. You're never going to, unless you really don't have an issue, unless you are so just the one. A lot of Irish
people. But I hate those people. No, I hate those people. See, those people go to pubs and have one cigarette and they say, oh, I'm just a social smoker. I'll just have a quick one with you at the beer garden. That'll be grand. And they don't smoke again for 2 weeks. I hate them people. How do they do that?
I don't know how. And there's a lot of them. I know a lot of these people are really moderators. I was never a moderator in anything. So we know the 5 o'clock time is coming. We know we're chasing dopamine. We know we have to put something in there that's going to, we know the trigger's not going to be changed, but we want to change the reward. So whatever works for you, you've got to be ready with that bad boy. You've got to get in there with your thing that you're going to do. And know and plan in advance, I'm going to do this thing. So for instance, for me, at the very start of my I can't think of another word that's cooler than journey.
It's a good word. It's a good ChatGPT word.
God, I know. Yeah. It's sort of head melting as well. So it's very typical. But anyway, I was always on, just went off and moved and went to a different chair and did my meditation. My, you know, guided meditation or whatever type of meditation works. For others, it could be a mindful walk. For others, it could be like just...
Watch your favourite movie.
Watch your favourite, yeah. But don't watch it in the same chair as you have your wine o'clock.
Of course, yeah. Okay.
But like definitely you have to do something that increases dopamine at that particular time. We do also know, Niall, that normally the first one is always the best one. So remember that one is never going to, that's going to be the best bit and then the rest is crap.
Mm-hmm.
After that first one, unless you're socialising.
And that's the same goes for cigarettes as well. Yeah, for the first cigarette gives you the, sure, everybody knows this. You go on a 9-hour flight to America and you haven't had a cigarette and you get off the plane and you're gagging for that first cigarette. By the way, you've done about it for 9 hours and you're perfectly fine, right? You get off the plane and as soon as you can see the doors of the airport, you start feeling I need a cigarette, feck my bags, I need a cigarette. Outside, and you smoke one and you kind of feel a bit woozy and then you smoke a second one and you feel like you need to be taken to A&E, you know what I mean?
Oh my God, yeah, I used to love that first one. I used to smoke as well, sure, I used to do everything. And yeah, love that first one. But like, what is it that we love about it? If we break it down, what is it that we actually want to feel in that moment? For most of us, it's escape. You've been trapped on that airplane for ages. Now you're going to be a little bit bold and have your little thing that makes you feel good for that 1 minute. Same with a drink, same with everything else. So what feeling are we kind of smoking, drinking off? If you can nail that feeling and replace that feeling with some other thing that's going to keep you satisfied for that few minutes, and it'll pass anyway.
Yeah.
It'll pass. That's the first thing.
Yeah, it's like going over that hill. It's like that point in the marathon. What do they call that point in the marathon where you get to where you think you're not going to make it, then suddenly you get past that point and you go, I'm fine. Oh. Yeah, I'm past the point of no return. Yeah.
It's a head wreck as well. If I know it's a head wreck, but like think of how exciting. Like the next morning, you feel like you're a rock star. Do you know what I mean? For doing it.
Like, and just to prove that I've seen your Instagram videos, by the way, you also mentioned that you should write down how you want to feel or what you want out of this for, say, the start of February. So you can look at this note. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So write it and invite it. That's how you'll remember this. Write it to invite it. And essentially, like at the very end, how do you want to feel? What do you want to look like? How do you want to like show up in the world? Do you, you're probably going to have, now we shouldn't really go into this. I know on your channel, on your station, Classic Hits, you're doing a big, huge, entire transformation for all these 40 days. So, you know, a lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people might want to lose a few pounds. Let's face it. I did. And it's a good feeling when you feel fit. I'm not saying like weight loss is the key all and be all and end all. But you will naturally drop a couple of pounds. So you're going to feel very fit. You know, how are you going to be like with your partner and your nearest and dearest and your kids? That's going to be really much better, because the next morning you're not going to be groggy with them. You're going to wake up and feel really, really good at the very start of Feb. So hone into
that. You won't be waking up on Sunday morning with the fear. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you get that fear?
No, I never drank.
You don't drink much.
No, I don't drink at all.
You never drank. We had this conversation before. Oh my God, I can't believe you never drank.
I know. Only person in media who doesn't drink.
No wonder you're so successful, though.
Well, thank you very much, Siobhan.
Yeah, well, I just feel like I would be far more successful if I never drank in the first place, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, so anyway, look, I wouldn't be doing this if I really feel now my mission is to help people.
What was it a case of let's get Siobhan to do that, you know, that OB on Sunday? I know, best not get Siobhan. She won't show up. She'll have had too much the night before.
I always did. That's the thing. Like, it's a funny one, because this is the other thing that we do very well in Ireland. We always show up and shine, you know, with drink on us. And it was always like, we don't literally go to work having drink on us. But what I mean is, the night before, it was always like a badge of honour nearly to have a hangover the next day. You know, years ago. But now it's changing. But back when I was young, I was working as a mortgage consultant, and everyone used to go out getting hammered and then like go into work the next day. Like, that was totally normal.
What do you do, by the way, if the pressure for dry January, if, you know, at some point in the middle of January, you just feel the pressure's just getting too much? Is it ever okay just to have a quick one?
It depends on how you'd feel after the quick one. You know, and even in terms of like for mid-lane drinkers, when we're trying to help them go, you know, have a break from alcohol or try and leave alcohol behind or quit wine. For a lot of women that I coach, like me, I was that wine drinker. You know, we always say that, of course, that you could be on this wheel of change. Sorry now to be so, like, you know, talking in the vernacular, that's the coaching speak. But you know that wheel, that circle, I went around it a few times before I decided that's it. Like you with the cigarette, you gave it up for 2 years. 2 years ago, you did it, you nailed it. Now you're going to give up again after being on this wheel a few times. It takes a few times. So if in the middle of dry Jan, you, for instance, have a slip up, and don't beat yourself up, just get back on the horse the next day. Mm. You know, there's no point in just kind of going, oh, that's it now. Oh, I'm after milling into that big takeaway. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to gorge myself on a big bag of Doritos, because what is the point? It's the same with the alcohol. Like, if you have a slip the next day, just get back on the horse, and like tomorrow's.
Yeah, you're not a loser. You're not a failure. You've just had a slip up. Just keep going. Try it again.
Keep going.
Yeah, well, look, I think there's a lot of people out there are going to try it. I know some will succeed, some will fail. By the way, just quickly, what's the demograph now for drinking? Because it has changed drastically over the last 30 years. If we'd have been having this conversation 30 years ago, it would have been primarily male. Whereas now the demograph, particularly when it comes to wine and wine o'clock, is primarily women, probably, isn't it?
Yeah, primarily in the research that I did for psychology last year, was a lot of women presenting during COVID as well. That's where I would have been, like, you know, the COVID would have been bad for me as well. And I think a lot of women like me that I want to help is that woman who maybe through stress or whatever, or the cognitive load of doing all the parenting. I don't mean that men don't, by the way.
Yeah. I was going to get you back on that one and just say, well, that's what we get for letting women go out to work in the first place. There you go. No, I'm joking.
Andy Ramage, who trained me in the Andy Ramage Institute, he's amazing. He always talks about the fun side of the island. That's, you know, the island where you don't drink. And like for me years ago, I'd say, what are you talking about? I'm an Irish person. Of course I drink. I have the crack. But I have to tell you, Niall, I am now feeling the fun side of the island is alcohol free.
That's good.
There you go.
That's good. And everybody else out there listening tonight, you can all feel that as well. If they want more information, Siobhan, they can go to your Instagram account. You're putting up videos every day, I know. Real Mammy, spelled R-E-E-L. Real Mammy is your handle on Instagram, as they call it.
Yeah.
Is that the word they use, handle?
And come here, look at Colin Farrell, right? Now,
yeah, just won an award. Yeah.
Winning the award, winning the Globe. Since he quit alcohol, his career has skyrocketed again.
Yeah. Well, there you go, Siobhan.
You know, so...
It's hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, join me on the
front
side.
Siobhan, lovely talking to you again. Listen, thank you very much indeed. And we will catch up with you again before the end of January. Don't worry. See how you're getting on and all your clients. Or is the word client? No, friends. Friends. Okay. Siobhan, thank you very much indeed. I really appreciate it. If you want more information, by the way, you can go to Real Mammy. That is our handle. Or E-E-L-M-A-M-M-Y. Real Mammy. Siobhan O'Connor, look at her articles too in the Irish Mirror as well. Now, what was I going to say to you? Oh yes, after the break, by the way, I'm going to be asking you about responsible drinking. We're going to stick on the theme of drinking, right? And I see these ads all the time, you know, Aware and all these kind of things, you know, about responsible drinking, responsible gambling. And I'm asking you, is there such thing as responsible drinking? Do you believe there is? Now, in 2023 alone, the Road Safety Authority reported that alcohol was a factor in 39% of all fatal collisions, despite awareness campaigns and stricter laws. It seems we still have a long way to go when it comes to making our roads safe. But, you know, how many people out there can actually do what Siobhan was talking about earlier on and go off and have that one drink or two drinks the weekend and then not want to drink during the week? I don't think many people can. I don't see, I'm not a drinker and I don't understand the point of alcohol. So maybe you can explain it to me. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Is there such thing as responsible drinking?
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.